You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I know you didn't play the game, but I do value your opinion anyway. So week one, overreactions. What are we overreacting to after the first week of the NFL season, my friend?
Yeah, I didn't play in the NFL, but I watched the NFL. No, the big one for me is Daniel Jones. He's arrived. He's wearing the Colts uniform now. That was much more about the Miami Dolphins riding the vomit comet and Tua Tagovailoa and all that than it was, I believe, Daniel Jones. He did look good. I got to see it against the Broncos this weekend, so I'm not all in on that one. And then also, you look around some of the other games that stand out. The Rams won, but they looked terrible, I thought, against the Texans, and the Texans fumbled late. That stood out to me. Sam Darnold, I don't know if it's an overreaction or the proper reaction, because he looked pretty bad. He looked like the old Sam Darnold, so that's pretty dangerous if you're Seattle. So those are a couple of things that stand out. Also, the demise of the Detroit Lions, because they looked pretty bad against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau, and you're like, well, they stink. And it's like, well, it's one game. Oh yeah, they stunk. Yeah, for that game they did stink. I know we do the show right now, so we have to react to it. So those are a few of the things that stood out. It's good to see, though, the Giants look the same, that all that hype, that it's like they're like the Mets or the Knicks. They hype the Giants. Oh, the Giants are back. Russell Wilson, stabilizing force. They got Malik Nabers. They got all these studs on defense, and they went out there and same old Giants. Didn't look any different to me when I was flipping to that game.
No, but it all depends on the quarterback. I mean, if you don't have that guy, you just don't stand a chance to win in the NFL. There are so many teams that roll into the start of the season, and you look at their quarterback, and you're like, man, you don't stand a chance in hell to go out there and win. And that's kind of where the Giants are with Russell Wilson. He stinks out loud right now. Like, he needs to retire, should have retired probably a while ago. How fast do you think they make that switch to Jackson Dart?
I would bench him at halftime. How about this? I'll give him the first half as the Giants play the Cowboys. And if he's playing the same way he did last week, if I'm Brian Daboll, I dump him. The problem is you're going to put a rookie in there. And I don't care how good Jackson Dart looked in the preseason. We've all been fooled by that. I'm not going to be fooled again. I got to see it in the regular season. So they're going to be growing pains with him too. But the way I look at it, I'd rather throw him out there and then get that out of the way and try to he'll figure it out at some point. And if he doesn't figure it out, then that's a different can of worms. So I'd much rather go with that. Like, Russ he wasn't that good as last year in Seattle. People forget. He's been – you talk about hustle. Is this news embargoed around the NFL that Russell Wilson's not good? Is it the news not gotten out? Are people not paying attention? Like, what's going on? It's very bizarre.
Ben, when I look at this game on Monday night, right, like two – high-profile quarterbacks, two high-profile coaches, Kevin O'Connell, maybe not. When I say high-profile, that doesn't really make sense. but you get what I'm saying. J.J. McCarthy, yeah. did he do anything for you? I know that you love stories. You love the emergence of what could be. And we heard that Aaron Jones, I don't know if you're familiar with what Aaron Jones had to say about what he said on LeSean McCoy's podcast, I think, where he said J.J. McCarthy got in the huddle and goes, "You boys got anywhere else to be?" Like, that to me, Ben, that's what gets my plums like plump.
Well, I wonder, though. I'm always skeptical, Dusty, about stuff like that. I'm like, does that story come out if they lose the game? Do we hear that he said we're going to win the game? Does it come out because it's one of those fairy tales because they won the game? Did Caleb Williams not say that on the Bears sideline? Did he not say, hey, we're going to go win this game right now, or the defense and all that? I mean, J.J. McCarthy looked like he had never picked up a football before the first three quarters of the game. He was just horrific. It's like he was asleep out there, caught off guard, flat-footed, all that stuff, the way he was playing the first three quarters of the game. It's like, and I did pick the Vikings in the game. I thought Minnesota was going to win. They were really good defensively. You look at the first – to me, the story in that game is Caleb Williams. Like, he was fine when they were scripting plays, the first 10 plays or so, and then when they went off script and he had to improvise, he was as bad as – he had a quarterback rating in, like, the 70s, I think, from the end – early second quarter to the end of the game. For three quarters, he was terrible. So it was like, it was weird. It was like reverso, because you had J.J. McCarthy, who was really bad for three quarters, but then played really well in the fourth quarter, and then Caleb Williams, who was good in the first quarter, and then did nothing the rest of the game. So it was a very bizarre situation. And those are two high-profile coaches. Financially, they're very well paid. Right? Isn't Ben Johnson rolling in money now with the Bears? They paid him a ton of money. He could have had any job he wanted, Ben Johnson, and that's the job that he picked. We'll see how good his decision-making is with Caleb Williams. Although that's a game this weekend, guys, Lions and Bears, the Ben Johnson reunion game. That's a pretty good game. It's the
Ben Johnson Bowl that's taking place. And I think it's interesting because I went into the season with the Lions, Ben, and I'm sure we probably talked about this, going, I don't know where I am. You're losing both of your coordinators. We're going to see if Dan Campbell's really a good coach or if he was a guy that benefited a lot from his coordinator. So I think this is a big test for the Detroit Lions, especially to show we're out of the shadow of Ben Johnson. We're going to move forward, because it sure didn't look like it in week one, as you'd mentioned.
Yeah, for sure. And I still have PTSD from Jared Goff with the Rams, where I just don't trust that guy. I don't care how many decent seasons he's had since the early days of his career. The Lions have some issues internally on that offensive line, the middle of that offensive line. There's a lot of gobbledygook out there in that offensive line. It just doesn't look very good at all. And they looked a lot more like the old Lions, that they'd lost their edge, that Dan Campbell, everything Dan Campbell was selling about fight and all that stuff, I didn't see much of that against the Green Bay Packers last week. You never look good when you lose, but they really were so different than they had been. I don't think we're exaggerating saying how far off the Lions looked last week. But again, it's like the 1 week thing. We're talking about the 1 week thing. So they did look terrible. And now you look ahead, are they going to be outstanding against the Bears? I would think that Ben Johnson knows all of Jared Goff's weaknesses. Whether the Bears defense can actually execute, that's the problem. But you got to think that going into that, the coaching advantage would be on the Bears side, even though Ben Johnson hasn't coached very much, but he can rhapsodize about all the wonderful shortcomings of the Lions offense.
All right, Ben, let's cut to the chase. Let's hear what you have to say about my Chiefs, because a very disappointing Friday night, and now they have Mahomes coming back home for the first game of the year, 1.5 underdog to the Eagles, who beat Dallas. I'll agree they beat Dallas, maybe not in the most, Philadelphia way, but what were your big concerns and what are your non-concerns with the Kansas City Chiefs?
The obvious concern is that they just looked plotting. They did not have the playmakers. They did not have the explosion in that game against the Chargers, which is a problem. And this has been the hardest game. I'm doing Benny versus the Penny now on YouTube. By the way, subscribe. But I'm doing that and handicapping this game. The Eagles are favored. You guys are probably going to the game. I know Bob's going, but the Eagles are favored. This would be, if that holds up, only the second time in Patrick Mahomes' career that he's going to be a home underdog at Arrowhead. He's 68 career starts. He's closed as an underdog one time in his career. That was against the Buffalo Bills a couple years ago. So this is really almost uncharted territory in the Patrick Mahomes era. And I don't think the Chiefs are that bad. I want to believe that they're not as bad as they looked offensively. Maybe the Chargers are better. And you're right. The Eagles did not look great. I don't think the Cowboys are all that wonderful. And the Eagles, Barkley had some issues. He didn't have the dominant game that he's had in the past. So you wonder about that. So I've tossed and turned about this. I've gone back and forth on this particular game. And I like to think at home, getting even if it's a half point or a point and a half or whatever with the Chiefs would be the right side on that. But I'm so skeptical of the playmaking with the guys that are out for the Chiefs that it makes it very difficult to handicap the game, which is a way of saying I'm taking the Eagles in the game. So there, I said it. I'm taking the Eagles in the game.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan, as we do every Thursday. It's all brought to you by the guys at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, before we kind of wrap this up and let you go, big Thursday night game. I mean, Daniels versus Jordan Love, Green Bay versus Washington. What are you looking at tonight on the gridiron?
Yeah, so I like the Washington football team. This is the oldest team in the NFL, Washington, on a short week, which is generally a bad formula. The Packers, they're not the youngest team, they're close to being the youngest team in the NFL. But I still like Washington in this game. Jaden Daniels in prime time is going to put on a show. And so, you know, they're going to hype up Micah Parsons. And they're going to force Al Michaels to wax poetic for 10 minutes about Micah Parsons at the start of the game and all that stuff. But I want to take the Commanders. Played 5 primetime games last year. And they dominated most. I think they were 4-1. They won way over the point spread if you're into gambling and all that last year. And I think Washington's got a lot to clean up. They played a very sloppy game last week, had a bunch of penalties against the Giants, and they still won the game. So I expect them to play a cleaner game, and I'm still not all in on Green Bay. I go with the better quarterback. Jaden Daniels is a better player than the Green Bay Packers are sending out with Jordan Love, so I'm going to go that way. Although Washington has not won. I found this fun fact, guys. Washington has not won in Green Bay since 1988. The last time the team, they were called the Redskins then, with Doug Williams at quarterback. It's been that long. That's been a minute. That's a long time. Yeah. Oh, they don't play that often, but still. I mean, it's like, wow, 1988, right? Ronald Reagan was the president. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, wild. 1988. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Such a long time ago. The Dodgers were good.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers were good organically back then. Now they just buy all the players. So back then they actually built a team, but not now.
Well, Ben, hell of a job analyzing the NFL for never playing the game at the professional level. Really nice job out of you. We will talk to you again next week.
Don't tell Ryan Clark about this. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Get the Ben Maller chicken fingers. Mm. You can also get Bob's pretzel as well. Mm. And enjoy yourself some dusty nachos.
That's something we talked about that's not happening. Ben asked me, like, after the interview, he's like, by the way, Dusty, he's like, are you going to get on the menu? And I said, Ben, here's the deal. I don't like Sloppy Joe's because of the name. I don't eat meatloaf because of the name. I know I'm supposed to go eat the meatloaf at Third Street Social. Tyler, I promise I'll get to it.
I went to Third Street Social yesterday. I had a very nice salmon salad. Very
nice. Awesome?
It's
with the green goddess on it, the avocados.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Mama. And then the salmon kind of spread before that you have. I'm trying to think of what the name of the fish dip or whatever. On focaccia bread. Salmon dip. That's fantastic.
Squeeze
great job
the lemon
out of that.
Into the dip.
I didn't do the lemon. I'm good on that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
I forget
lemon.
You hate lemons.
I don't know. I don't hate lemon
you
at all.
You get tea with lime.
I do. That's a Texas thing. I learned that when I moved to Texas. Everybody got it with lime. I tried it. I never went back to lemon.
You ever
try
it. Bigger try Texas, it. Including lime.
Try the lime in your tea, and you'll be like, oh, my God. Now, it's supposed to be unsweetened tea. I don't drink the sweetened tea. So if you drink the unsweetened tea, lime, forget about it.
Mac, I need to take you to Third Street Social.
I would love it.
Oh, dude, the Brussels sprout appetizer or the salmon dip appetizer, one of the two best. Also, pro move on the salmon salad. I get the salmon. It's annoying. I guess I'm that guy.
Blackened.
Please have the salmon on a side plate.
Oh, you don't get it on top of your salad?
I don't
salad?
Like hot lettuce.
Oh, see, I don't mind that. Yeah. That's interesting. No,
so then I can take a bite of my lettuce, and then I can go bite a salmon.
I don't hate that, but I will say I'm a sucker for the hot lettuce on the McChicken.
That's a different kind of thing.
That's like the hot lettuce mayonnaise and McChicken is just a delicious party in your mouth.
That's about the only time that I like hot lettuce, unless it's in the garage. But I don't like, I don't like toasted subs. I'm not into the hot, I don't know.
I'm not a huge toasted sub guy either.
Maybe I'm just a Jersey boy and I just love that sandwich with the mozzarella.
Yeah, you don't. If it's good, you don't need it toasted. Like the Italian, the Italian sub at Marco Polo's Jasper's is just unbelievable. You don't need your sub toasted. That's why Quiznos doesn't exist. Remember they said the meat floating in the juice? Oh, God.
So good.
It was good.
It was so good. You know it was good.
I love Quiznos.
I didn't say it wasn't, but I mean, they're not in business anymore.
I always got the chicken carbonara.
That's fair.
That wasn't soaked in
juice. The chicken soaked in juice, and then they threw that on the sandwich.
Yeah.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Which is more appealing to you? The sandwich artist who wipes the knife off on the tray and then uses it on your sandwich after the scraping the mayonnaise off it. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Or the guy who soaks the meat in the water and then throws it on your sandwich to warm it up. Which is more appealing to you?
The knife. I like the knife.
It's both. I don't hate the SOG. Like, I get the mics away, the pro move in your car halfway through the way home, roll the sandwich over. So then the juice goes from one side to the
other.
I'm not worried about the SOG at all.
No.
I'm talking about the grossness of that guy taking the knife that he just used on the previous sandwich, scraping the mayonnaise off, and then using it on your sandwich.
Yeah. He's about to put it on mine. Let's go.
Yeah,
I didn't want mayonnaise. Now I've got mayonnaise.
Well, kind
of. Yeah, you get a little residue.
Yeah.
That McChicken with the hot lettuce.
But that's different. I want that. Like you want it, it's one thing. If you don't want it and you get it, you're like, I didn't want that.
All right, one word. Royals won last night. They needed that win. They're still in it. One word.
In it is the correct way to talk about this team right now. But the one word that I would use is desperate. You've got to play desperate right now. I thought they played desperate last night. I thought Q did a really nice job of mixing and matching and the bullpen and pinch hitting and pinch running and all that kind of stuff. He managed kind of desperate last night. He kind of talked about that with us on the show. Desperate. Play every game like it's the last, man.
Yeah, just keep winning. Now you got to string 6-7 in a row. Cleveland again tonight in this 4-game series. Then you get Philadelphia. It doesn't get any easier. We know what they can do offensively. You got to keep winning, which gains momentum, which gets you ready for that Seattle Mariners game. Because guess what? You won last night. So did everybody else.
That's the thing. You won and you didn't gain anything.
You're at the point where you just keep winning. So last night's game, in one word, good. Yeah, you won. It was a great manager game. Like, you want to give Q a bunch of blank all the time? That was a game in which you found out 3 days ago that your starter wasn't going to pitch in this game and you had to orchestrate something. You want to give Q a lot of crap. You got to give Q a lot of pats on the back after last night's game and that managed game. Sorry.
Let me ask you this, Dusty. You're on the text line over there. How many texts did we get this morning saying, nice job by Q for managing that game?
We had a few.
We did. Okay, good. Awesome.
Oh, we did? Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah. Nice.
No, because I was with you. You fired that.
I was ready. Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on, the Royals elimination number. Let me see if I can find that right now.
Give it
now.
To me.
Somebody said right here, it says, my new nickname for Q is Spud because he has a pair bigger than taters.
Nice.
Their elimination number for the Central is like 7 now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Stick here in KC for one more, and then we'll get to the NBA and some NFL stuff. One word on Travis Kelce, New Heights podcast. Sidebar, I thought New Heights was done for the season. I thought he talked about that and not doing it this year. I guess that's not a thing. Kelce took blame for that Xavier Worthy injury. One word.
Good. Yeah, he should take blame for it. What he said, I thought, was a very good way of being a veteran leader, going, that's my fault, man. I wasn't ready for the game, which we can get into. I didn't run my route the right way. You're 13, man. You got to do all those little things. You know, it's a wake-up call, I think, for Travis, too.
I'd say my one word would be, like, emotional. I mean, I think there's all sort of angles of emotion within that sort of speech, right? He's sad. He's heartbroken. But he also knows, like, we've got to keep going. We got to keep moving on. This is what he would want. And there's a chance he'll be back this season continuing to play football for this Kansas City Chiefs team, a wide receiver. So, emotional. But not every time you say emotional, is it a bad or a low thing? So, I'm okay with it. I'm glad he did that.
I'm not glad Adam Silver did this. This is what he said about the sport of basketball yesterday.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport. You know, so, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there. YouTube, another example that people, that is advertising based that consumers can consume.
Jesus. Jesus is my one word for that. Because the NBA signed an 11-year media rights deal worth $76 billion with NBC, Disney, and Amazon for the next 11 years for $76 billion. He's just told those TV companies, your product doesn't matter. Nope. Our people don't watch it. Make sure you write the check. We're just here for the highlights. It's a bad look by Adam Silver, man.
Yeah, it'd be like you... I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but it'd be like you promoting Smokehouse. You'd be like, yeah, I don't eat there.
No, no.
Like, you
know, right.
Like, yeah, their beans are good, but that's about it. Like, what? Like, did he just say that? The guy that backs this company just said, like, basically, like, we don't care if you watch it or not. Like, why would I? Yeah, what?
$76 billion they're getting over the next 11 years, and that's what the commissioner just said about the league. Hey, bait and switch. Sorry, man. Nobody's watching the product. They're just watching the highlights. Thanks for the 76 bill.
Yeah. My word is Voldemort. I've said that. Yeah. We don't say his name. Show me his face. That guy's an alien in disguise. Like, I just don't like that Adam Silver guy.
Nope. $76 billion, guys.
We're a highlight sport.
It's insane.
Which is not wrong.
They're not wrong, but you don't say it.
You should want to not be a highlight sport. You should be trying to change that perception.
You guys
of you.
Look absolutely adorable together. You seem happy. We're not. You don't need to let people know that.
Right.
Just smile and fake it, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, this thing, dude. Like,
that's not the only thing the NBA announced yesterday. The NBA has announced that the end of period heaves, you know, there's 0.4 seconds left. The guy gets it and just chucks it, sees if he can get it. Usually it's in the stands or high off the backboard. Yep, exactly. It'll now count as a missed field goal attempt for the teams, but it'll not count towards a player's field goal percentage. One word on that rule change.
Follow up. What if he makes it?
Well, that's my question, because if he makes it, does it count for him? Because if it doesn't count with a miss, it better not count with a make.
Yep. You got Tyrese Halliburton in 2 years. He needs 27 points. He's got 25. He throws a heave. Team bucket.
Oh! Yeah, no, that's BS.
There's no way.
The one word is useless, because this story yesterday, it was like the NBA was trying to steal thunder from the NFL or from the baseball playoff races or whatever the case may be. And this story came out yesterday, was all over X, and everybody was talking about it. I'm like, who the hell cares about this? I understand from a player perspective, but then Dusty brought up the genius point this morning. He goes, why does this matter? Remind you of your take? Gambling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the Halliburton's got 25. He's got 20. He throws a heave up. He's over under is 27 and a half. He hits that three at the end of the half. Goes to 28, but sorry.
But he doesn't get points. He doesn't get the points?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Or does he just not get the shot?
I would assume he gets the points.
But if he's not getting the miss, then he shouldn't get.
I agree. No, there's
more to this. And something like this is going to. There's going to be a scandal this year. I'm just telling you that right now. There's going to
be a rate,
but like you can bet on how many shots a guy puts up in a game, right?
Does that count as a shot?
No, they're telling you it doesn't. But if he makes it, does it?
Ego would be my one word.
I mean, my God,
it's all for the players' egos.
Yeah,
BS.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.